Here we are, Juneau, Alaska.
Okay, so you guys then meet up periodically in different places, parts of the country. Is that what's happening?
Basically.
Yeah, a lot of different places. I've grown very fond of the Alabama area, you know, where he's from, and Birmingham and all that, and I got in with a green construction company down there, so it gives me something to do to pay the proverbial bills, the aforementioned bills.
the day job, by any chance?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
The old rusty guitar won't pay it just yet.
But yeah, he was coming back. He's up here for about a month and a half, I think, and he was going to make his way back to Alabama, so I figured, you know, why not get it one way and fly up here, and then just we're basically finding our way back there for the next month.
Yeah.
So. You know, I love that. And I mean, and the fact that, you know, that you consider Juneau a place to start, I'm sorry to laugh because I think it's awesome. There's too many people in this world who don't think of Juneau as the place to start.
That's the problem.
That's the problem.
There you go.
There it is.
But you guys know
Round of applause for Juneau, Alaska.
Yeah.
And Douglas. For some reason, my microphone wants to fall down. But
yeah, it likes to fall down.
There we go. Okay.
There it is.
So, you know, we don't want that guitar to get rusty. You want to start out with a tune there, Dean?
Yeah. We're going to sing this is a song I've written very recently. It's called Poor Boy. I played on the radio like a week ago or whenever I was on Angelina's. It's probably more than a week ago
now.
I think it was
September 5th, to be exact. I know that from the website.
But yeah, exactly. But, you know, I love the harmonies, you know, this guy always does. So it's fun to sing it. It kind of knew a little spice on an old meat, you know.
Yeah. And this one was actually written. This one was actually written in Springville, Alabama. So it's close to home.
Okay. Well, thanks for bringing the spice. Take it away, guys.
Storms they were fast in Alabama, and a garden could sure use a watering. But I'm just sitting in this boxcar drinking today, 'cause I wasn't born to riches, gifts, or fame. No, I wasn't born to riches, gifts, or fame. I am just a poor boy on the train, hoping some luck will come my way. And I am just a poor boy on the train, with dreams of being a fisherman up in Maine. My neighbor up the mountain road, some 20 miles away, he drives his red Mercedes Benz most every day. But me, I wasn't born to no riches, gifts, or fame. No, I am just a poor boy on this train, and I don't mind borrowing. But Lord, it feels like stealing, 'cause I ain't ever going to repeat. No, I am just a poor boy on this train, and I wasn't born to riches, gifts, or fame. I am just a poor boy on the train, hoping some luck will come my way. And I am just a poor boy on the train, with dreams of being a fisherman up in Maine.
Whistle for me now, Davis. Yeah.
Very nice. That was awesome, you guys.
Cool. Thank you.
Nice work, Dave. Sounded good, man.
Okay. So the djembe didn't make it to Juno, but your voice did.
Not
or
quite.
Your
yeah,
whistle.
That's right. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the whistle I doesn't make the money, but the voice voice has in the past.
Okay. That's right. And if anybody could come up with a pocket-sized djembe, I'm willing to contribute
invest.
To the manufacturing of it. That's right.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. You know, you have to go to Africa for one of those.
Yeah.
I'm sure there exists.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
Well, that's actually our next stop, right? After we.
Or how about a shrink ray or a reverse shrink ray? Just shrink it and bring it back to size. Shrink it before the plane, put it in your pocket, and bring it back to size.
There you go.
That's right. Yeah.
It could happen. Anything's possible.
Oh, anything is possible.
Up here in Alaska.
That's right.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
So, Dean, I'm sure you've been asked this question before, but this is your how long have you been coming to Juno, and how'd you find it?
Well, I found it initially. I did some work over in Hoonah, and then I came here. We were stationed here when we left from here, and we went out over there and came back here.
Okay, so you were with the Coast Guard? Or?
No. Just it was work on a church, actually.
Okay.
So, yeah, over in Hoonah, the Orthodox Church over there. So, yeah, and we started here, and we went over there and came back here.
Okay.
And then just decided to stay. I found a job bartending and stayed for about a year, and then I left and came back. I came back for Folk Festival again and came back again now, so... And I usually stay for a month or two at a time, and you know, it's it's fantastic. I can't get enough. So yeah.
Why can't you get enough of Juno?
Why not? I think. Well, it seems every time I come here, I meet a new friend who has four more friends, and they're all willing to take you into their house and give you a nice warm meal and tell you a good story and play cards and keep the televisions off and just sit there and nobody looks at their cell phone. You know, yeah.
So, that's very interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I don't know. I have this personal problem with the smartphone stuff myself. I don't have one because, well, I might be offending some people listening, but I think they're rude. I think it's rude for someone to be sitting there staring at something when you're trying to have a conversation. And I guess it's more common in the lower 48, apparently.
Yeah. You know, I think, well, the culture up here is just completely different. I know Davis can attest to this in his short time here, but it's just the culture is not one to race home and catch a show or, you know, race home and make dinner and everyone gather around the television. Everyone seems to like to talk. And
There's a certain reverence for what Mother Nature has provided here. I mean, there's, you know, the mountains and the glaciers, they have a resonance, you know, and there's an appreciation for that here. And
the people appreciate their environment, and connect with it.
Yesterday was a beautiful day, Sunday in the purest form, you know. And I heard a lot of people saying it's one of those days that reminds you why you live in Juno, you know. And it's just it was absolutely unmatched in its beauty, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, I think it's that connection that he speaks of that ultimately brings people back to connecting with one another. So, you know, a lot of people don't have that connection with nature, so they don't feel connection throughout the course of their day. But here you feel a constant connection. So when you go home, you don't want to disconnect. You want to keep connected and keep talking to the people, you know, and keep talking to the things that God has given us, you know, whatever God it is that everyone has. Yeah. Non-denominational statement.
quite an astute observation.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you. Because we've been here 20 years, and I still can't really get over it, you know. Mm-hmm. But there is people who are definitely willing to just sort of almost immediately connect with each other, and it's a really wonderful
supportive
place to be. Yes,
I think sometimes it just takes a fresh pair of eyes. That's all, you know. When you guys are here, and you guys enjoy it all the time, you know.
Yeah.
And for us, it's a new enjoyment, you know, a new form of enjoyment, you know.
Yeah.
It's not, you know.
Yeah. And like anywhere, sometimes you can just get kind of, into your own routine and get put your blinders on and get stressed out, and then you go, wait a minute, I live in paradise. Hello.
Yeah, exactly.
That's right. That's
exactly.
Right. Yep. I'm trying to make up a folk saying for it in my head right now, but I didn't, so we'll come back to it.
About four in the morning.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
That's right.
Then you got to get up.
We'll call and we'll tell you we're coming on the radio next
That's
time
right.
we're here.
Then you got to get up and write it down.
Yeah. That's right. That's right.
So, is that how songs come to you when you're writing songs?
Is that how they...
Is it like, I don't know if you guys know another gentleman about your age named Harrison B. Jordan Barron. He says that, you know, a song's going to come to him in the middle of the night and he has to, like, get up and deal with the muse.
No, and he's a blessed man.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it depends on... everyone has their own process. For me, I got to go on a walk. I got to go on a walk before I write anything. There's just something about, you know, even if it's a bad day, just getting the feet moving and just having a... No particular destination, but just a certain distance. We get to the point where you've thought yourself silly, and then the purity comes in, and then and it goes from there. For me personally, but for Dean, it might be different.
Yeah. Well, for me, it's the song's in a old metal cage, and it's got a big padlock on it. You know, that kind of takes a skeleton key, and there's a pile of skeleton keys. You know, I gotta dig through that pile of skeleton keys. Until I find the right one. So, sometimes takes a month.
But you have a feeling that the key is there somewhere. No, you just have to dig
it. Oh, I know it's there. Because
he's written about 40 songs in the past year. So,
Okay, so the keys are turning.
Yeah, but I've lost all my keys.
You know, I think that's just the bane of the writer, know? I just read about a writer recently who did the walk thing. Mm-hmm. That he said that was like part of his routine. Never fail.
I've likened it to a spiritual discipline. You know, art is my religion, and that, you know, you gotta be disciplined in some way. I wake up every morning and write in my journal. You know, stream of consciousness. Just put it out there. You know, some clarity comes from that, and it's just the discipline that gets you there. You know, but it took me a while to get there. You know, it doesn't come easy, and they don't teach you that in school. So you gotta figure it out.
Mm-hmm. Well. Young man, you're doing very well for your age.
Thank you. You're sweet.
So you guys got another song?
Yeah, I think Dave is going to take one for a walk here.
I got a little acapella tune I'll sing for you. Yeah.
Okay, all right. Let's get that. Davis is standing up, and we'll get the microphone positioned.
And by the way, I've heard this one for the past past couple days now, and you just wrote it, and it's a miraculous tune. So I'm going to give my microphone to his hands for a little clapping ambiance. Here we go.
Perfect.
It's called Leanne. Leanne, I never got to know you. Leanne, I never got to show you that I can stand by your side with you on my arm and nowhere to hide. And if I got the chance to hold your pretty hand, I'd say next time that you choose to greet me, I would sing this song so sweet. Leanne, I never got to know you. Leanne, I never got to show you that I can be more than this. There is much more behind my kiss. And if you could see with those pretty eyes that I believe that we can make up even though we had to break up. Leanne, la-dee-dee-da-dee-do-do. Leanne, la-dee-dee-da-dee-do-do. Oh, Leanne, whoa-oh-oh-oh-oh. La-dee-dee-da-dee-do-do. Leanne, la-dee-dee-da-dee-do-do. Oh, Leanne. Oh, Leanne, oh, Leanne, I never got to know you. Leanne, I never got to show you that I can give you my love and a hot air balloon to the moon up above. And if I could cry, I would tell you why. Because every day I'm getting stronger. Just hold on a little longer.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's what it's about right there.
Oh, yeah. Now this that was Davis Haynes.
That's right.
That's correct.
From, where are you from in Alabama, Davis?
Birmingham.
Birmingham, Alabama.
Say that again. Birmingham.
The big old Birmingham.
Now, that was a cappella, doing your own percussion there.
That's right, yeah.
Now, do you play that with a band as well, or...?
Actually, that song I wrote about a week and a half ago, maybe 2 weeks ago.
Oh, gosh.
And it just kind of came to me on a walk, believe it or not. And
I believe it now.
Yeah, you believe it now. It's kind of easy to, when I get the strut going. since my accident, I use a cane some of the time.
Oh.
And so there's something about the cadence of that tune with the cane, the way it hit the ground, and it just kind of, you know, it got me going, got me excited, and so I just put those lyrics onto it, and Dean and I were talking about, you can't really choose what comes out of you, you know, and I wouldn't necessarily liken myself to a Motown singer or anything like that, but, you know, like I said, you can't choose what comes out.
So kind of the walking method to creating and writing.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I get to see you just kind of just walking along, Leanne.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
you got it in my head. It's very catchy.
Oh, right. I'm so glad. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Thank you for sharing that.
Oh, of course.
God bless the woman that is the inspiration.
Yeah,
that's right. What they always say, right?
That's right.
That's right. Let's not forget the women.
Oh, no.
That's right.
Yep.
You wouldn't be here without them.
That's right. The most important. That's the truth.
No, but I appreciate you giving me an opportunity to put that one on there. I'm in the funk band, you know, and there's about seven of us in there, so we all share credit and share time on stage, and so it's nice to get a little...
individual pat on the back there.
Exactly.
That's right. There you go, buddy.
Well, he came all the way to Alaska for it.
That's right. It was well worth it.
That's
well
right.
worth it.
That's right.
Priceless.
So, yeah.
So I got, but Chicago, you guys, how long were you guys there? Just
a couple of years.
Yeah. He was there much shorter than I. I finished up school there.
This would have been when around...
This was probably 2 years ago, so probably 2010, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, we worked together from the beginning of, 2011 is when we first met, right? Right,
maybe.
Like right around January, February of that.
Yeah.
And, so we it's funny because we, you know, it's funny how that works. You know, you run into the right people and then it's just... goes from there. So.
Well, especially with coffee. Coffee gets everybody talking.
Yeah.
He says things that's you're not right. supposed
we,
to say.
We actually make, ever them. Since we met there, we made it a point to, everywhere we travel, we go get a cup of Joe
that's
somewhere,
right.
somewhere nice.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
the secret, yeah. Without coffee, we're not friends.
You're making coffee, right. drinking coffee, and you guys probably review it, right? This, like, you know if the espresso's burned or not.
Oh,
and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. For being homeless vagabonds, we sure are coffee snobs.
There you go. Yep, okay, that's the first line of a song.
Yeah, right. There you go.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, man. But yeah.
That's right.
So. Well, I guess, I mean, we got a couple more songs.
I'd love
cool.
to hear one.
Yeah. I'm going to play this one on my own. This one's called Celebration Island. I just wrote it not too long ago. I played it at that thing, but I don't know. It was kind of weird. So anyway, this is a... I once knew a prince no younger than you or I. He had a mulberry crown and a popcorn smile. And I said, man, you sure look handsome in that white three-piece suit. But you got a bad jealous bone about you too. But But he said, boy, this is all I know. He said, so may they fall before me once more. But out on Celebration Island, they dance to a barefoot song. Amongst the green hills of pipe smoke and pirate's rum. And still you couldn't let them be. And he said, man, this is all I know. And may they fall before me once more. But out on Celebration Island, they dance to that old barefoot song. Amongst the green hills of pipe smoke and the good Lord's pirate's rum. And it wouldn't be days before his brother said, you're gonna rue the day. And a bad wind came blowing, but they danced a long way. Celebration Island.
I like that. Now, yeah. Okay, have you heard any comparisons to Dylan with that one?
Nope.
Okay, because I heard Pillbox Hat.
Oh,
definitely.
Oh, wow, that's a great tune.
Yeah.
Cool, thank
yeah.
you. Thank
yeah.
you. Yeah.
No, it definitely was reminiscent of that. That's when you're talking about the suit and the handsome and all that.
Yeah.
There you go.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
And that's a new song.
Yeah, that's
right?
new.
I think mm-hmm. you mentioned when mm-hmm. you played that live at the Nickelodeon last Wednesday. So
it's always more exciting to play the new ones. You know, they're like, you know,
yeah. No, I love
the
it.
The first time I heard Muddy Waters, you know, I was singing Muddy Waters all day long. So it's just, you know, something new, you know. Yeah.
And you wrote that one here in Juneau?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Here. I think it was... it really had nothing to do with an island or anything like that. It's just sometimes some words just sound really good together, you know, and the visual was just, you know, some man trying to conquer a place. And I figured he wasn't very powerful in my mind. So I said, well, give him an island to conquer because he ain't going to conquer a continent. You know, this guy is not. So anyway, you know, that's a dialogue going on in this head. And it's probably not important to the rest of the things. But yeah. Yes.
No, it's all important.
That's
but I think it might have been maybe a subconscious because you are surrounded by islands here.
That's true.
I was thinking,
that's right.
Yeah. At some point, you sort of absorb the island nature. You
know? Yeah. Yes. Agreed.
Yeah. No, that's a great tune.
Oh, thank you.
I
yeah,
love
it's
it.
Just a yeah. I like the catchy little thing in there, whatever it is, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but yeah, I think all in all, it's a blessing to be in a place like this at any point in your life, regardless of because it does infiltrate your subconscious, regardless of whatever the heck you mm-hmm. think. You know, mm-hmm. it's always around you, always getting in there, and it really strengthens the mind. I think you know. Yeah.
Well, that's interesting you say too, because you know I also am hosting June afternoons on Monday now, mm-hmm. and I interviewed a woman who has a art exhibit. Postcards and photographs opening on First Friday, this Friday. Her name is Khaki, and she came here from California 5 years ago
mm-hmm.
and just to work in the ice cream shop at Tony Tang's place for, you know, the summer.
Yeah.
And she said she just kept coming back, and finally she was just like, I'm here.
Mm.
You know, and
yeah.
that seems to be sort of a very common Juneau story is people, whether they come to visit or not, it just becomes a part of them.
Mm.
And there's people who move away from here and say they're never coming back, and they are back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I can already feel it from the standpoint of somebody who's just been recently introduced to the beauty that is Juneau. I'll be back. I mean, I'm an actor actually as well, and I'm going to be hopefully in talks with some of the Perseverance folks over at the theater. We went to see Of Mice and Men on Friday.
Oh,
have you seen
think?
That yet?
Fantastic.
We loved it. Yeah,
excellent.
I thought it was great. You know, there's
one
a
thing,
lot of great actors around.
One thing that's not to be skipped over is the quality in the caliber of the artistic abilities here. You know, you get some world-class artists here.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Those, those performers, you know, been to Broadway in New York, and those performers, you know, are definitely something to shake a stick at, as they say.
Well, people who choose to be here.
Exactly.
Right. Definitely. Well, Chicago's a great town.
Oh, it's fantastic. Yeah.
It's a magical city. The only thing that I ever find it could possibly lack is the ability to surround you with nature like this. It takes a long ways to get out to the country.
The weather is somewhat comparable at times. You know, I've noticed being up there that it can really get you down. But I mean, if behind all that rain is a bunch of mountains, it makes it a little bit easier to handle than a bunch of buildings. But but Chicago's is. I mean, I'm so thankful to call that one of my home bases as far as my artistry goes. It's a wealth of beautiful people and plenty of support there, but you know, there's something to be said for a town like this that has something similar and the backdrop to back it up.
Yeah.
And do you guys know where you're headed next?
Well, we're taking the ferry down to Bellingham on Tuesday.
In about a few hours, actually.
Tuesday at 4.
5 in the morning.
About 12 anybody hours. Who has a operating vehicle at that point in the evening, early morning, please let us know. Take a ride out to the ferry terminal.
Okay, you have to be out there at like 4, right?
4,
because
yeah.
at least at 5. Like
well, at least at 5:45, so we're thinking 4:45.
Okay. We figure if we get out there, we could probably hitch it. You know, the only people up and driving that away are probably going to the ferry, so that's right.
Right, right.
So if you see a couple of wary musicians on the road, we're up to only good.
With
only
some
good.
Cold thumbs. Right.
You got to make your way there.
Yeah, some frosty thumbs. That's right. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you got something else to play?
Yeah, we're gonna play a song I wrote a long time ago called "Old Things," and we've always sung it together with his brother as well. He's got a twin brother, and he sings this one with us too.
Oh, wonderful!
Yeah, and I know he'll be singing with us. You know, old Rooster Boy.
He's down in New Orleans listening into the show right now.
Yeah,
so.
Good evening, Rooster, and good evening, Dirty.
My identical twin.
Good evening,
twin.
Mom. That's right.
Identical twin. Gosh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow, you guys probably had a lot of fun with that.
Oh yeah. He's right now. As far as I know, he's still got the mohawk and beard, so that's a bit different. We grow hair in different places, but we're identical, that's for sure.
Yeah, and he's in Birmingham right now.
Well, he's in New Orleans right now.
New Orleans, okay.
About to move back up to Chicago, but we're you know, both from Birmingham, and he was there for a while. So
okay, and you were last in. You were last before you got here.
Oh, I was in Birmingham.
You're in Birmingham. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Still doing some therapy physical therapy.
Do you mind telling us about what happened?
Oh no, that's fine. I was in Chicago and riding my bike, bicycle. I was at the beach. It was a
Lake
July.
Michigan.
Yeah, Lake Michigan. Right at the beach in Lake Michigan in July. Going to see this guy. He was bartending. To raise money to come out here to build a church.
Yeah, the synchronicities here.
Yeah.
We've come full circle by this man sitting in the seat.
So I was heading to see him bartend and, you know, get a couple of drinks and try to get some support going for him to go up
now
to
Now when
Alaska.
He says bartend, I was raising money for the church. This is this is 50% of all proceeds of that evening were going towards the good Lord's church.
Yeah. Well, Dean, between you and the drinks, I'm sure you made the money.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Of course. You
they said it was the highest raised money funds for a charity.
Yeah, that they had at that bar, which is a pretty popular bar, too. But
that's right.
So I was riding up to see him and came to a five-way intersection. And let's just say the Mack truck that was there had the right-of-way. It was rough for a little bit.
Was it the kind of thing where you just woke up in a hospital, or?
I guess you could say, unfortunately, I woke up on the street. I mean, I was still pretty conscious for most of it, but I was in a wheelchair for 3 months.
So basically, you got ran over by a truck.
Yeah, I got run over by a truck. They gave me a 1% chance there, and pretty crazy. So that's kind of why I'm here. This is my big. You mentioned your son is on an epic adventure. This is my first adventure since my accident, coming up here and finding my way back to Birmingham.
Gosh, well, what an experience for a person your age. So you were 21, 22?
I had turned 21 2 weeks before I got hit.
Okay, and now you're 22.
Now I'm 22.
So this was, what was the date of your accident?
That was July 11th, 7-11-11.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And now here you are.
And here I am. Yeah.
Gosh. And, well, a rough rite of passage.
Yeah, I guess so. You know, as a dancer, it's been really tough for me.
Oh, my gosh.
Losing the physical part of my experience, at least to the degree that I did.
Albeit, mind you, he gets many more girls with the cane than he did with the old dance moves.
No, but I mean, you dance professionally, or
I did actually. Yeah. I do a lot of been doing theater. That's kind of the breadwinner for me. Mostly, I do a lot of musical theater. Do a lot of dance, sing, and play drums, and whatever I can do to. I'm kind of I've been bit by the bug to the point where I got the theater virus, you could say. I can't help but be on stage, but yeah, it was. I danced for my band, actually. That was one of the things I did. And
the white guy band.
Yeah, exactly.
What was it called?
Why So White.
Why So White.
Why So White. Yeah, you're going to love it. It's a funk band, and it's.
This is the farthest northwest that name has made it.
Yeah,
I bet, so.
Exactly. Yeah. Northern exposure, as
that's
you said.
Right. That's right.
But yeah, it's been interesting. I have a different perspective. I got some fresh eyes, as I like to think. Mm-hmm. And that's why coming up to a place like this is just. I mean, it's an it's an incredible experience. It really hits home.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I guess it goes without saying that you appreciate being alive more than ever.
Mm-hmm. Oh, undoubtedly. I mean, I loved my life, but the universe, I guess you could say, has a way of showing you the right way to be. I guess it's hard to. Hard to put, because I'm still in the midst of it, I guess. But I thought I was living one way, and then now I've got this this new thing, and I'm just so thankful for it. You know, I wouldn't have been in Alaska if I hadn't been hit. Let's just put it that way.
Well, I understand completely what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, because today's my son's 24th birthday.
Oh, today's the day.
Yes.
Wow. Happy
October
birthday, Kanan.
Happy birthday. We're going to read your article.
Yep. Got it on my phone.
Right. Yeah, it's in Capital City Weekly this week about finding a utopian community in Vancouver Island. But what I was getting to is he actually had a similar experience with a very bad ski accident when he was 18. But it was transformative for him and a rough rite of passage, and appreciates life better than ever, and now is on this epic adventure. So
that's right. We're in a small club of people who who have to go the rough way. But as my one of my friends beautifully puts it, I'm not even going to get it right. But there are a few of us who need that. To learn, you know, I was stubborn enough to need a truck, I guess you could say.
Talking about learning the hard way.
Exactly. I tend to be the one to learn the hard way, but man, I am so thankful for it.
Well, we're thankful to have you here.
I'll settle for the old paddle instead of the truck. Yeah. You're a stronger man than I am.
That's right.
Well, and Dean, I think you'll bring us out of this beautiful time with both of you with Old Things, which is such a beautiful song.
Yeah. Thanks for that. Appreciate it.
Dean,
I wouldn't be happier to have, you know, anybody else sing it with me. So there we go.
All right.
Thank you so much for having us. And this is,
thank you so much.
This show honestly means a lot to individuals who are write songs, and regardless of if you're, you know, famous or not, it's really cool to get a forum where you can distribute your music and have people listen, you know, rather than a bar where it's, you know, a lot of action going on already. It's nice to just distribute your music to the masses via something like this.
And
we're very thankful
form.
For what you do. So thank you. Yeah.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, Dean and Davis, take it away.
One more try, please. Generation.
nation, they're all Native men and they're all pilgrim. And these are old things. And these are old things. Like the pyramids of Egypt and Babel, his tower. Men have always tried to rival God and all his power. And these are old things. And these are conscience we carry. Lord, it cannot be heavy. These are whole things. Take it deep out.
They are old.
Ah, thank you so much.
Thank y'all. Yeah,
Dean really Frank cool. and Davis Haynes, that was just so, so lovely.
Oh, and I've learned how to play the harp backwards. I always put it in backwards. So
was that just backwards?
Yeah, it's always backwards. I don't know why I can't get that straight.
You know what though? Sometimes that can be kind of yeah. do a number on our levels. And I was like, why is the levels are great with this harp?
Yeah.
maybe you can patent that.
Nah, there you go.
Yeah. I don't know how everybody else is born, but I was definitely born backwards.
Sounds like a nice tune there.
That's right.
Yeah. All right, gentlemen. Well, I don't know. Can you say when you'll be next in Juneau? Do you have any idea?
Sooner than later.
Sooner than later.
Yeah, sooner than later.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you so much again.
Thank you. And I just wish both of you just all the best on your musical and your artistic and mm-hmm. your writerly and life journeys.
Thank you.
Thank you. So sweet. And it's really been an honor to be here.
It's been an honor to have you here. And I'm going to go out with a song as a singer-songwriter. I think you guys will find the song interesting, and I'm going to dedicate it to you two.
Oh, cool.
Have you heard of a singer-songwriter named John Elliott?
I might have heard about him today.
This is his song called The American West.
What's his story?
It's to send you out to the American West.
All right.